All right, we're going to do it one more time, guys. So once again, I have the honor to introduce somebody that I've watched in the program. I've watched them completely transform from being somebody that, you know, that might, like, I might not want to talk to, like, walking down the street, to somebody that I, that ain't no shit, right? I mean, look, I mean, and he knows it, and he'll fucking tell you that, too, you know? Excuse my language? Okay. But he's somebody now that I respect. I respect a lot. Because you know what? He does the work. Doing the work, when you do the work, it's like doing, it's just like doing anything. When you actually put the work in, you get the results. You know, and he talks about a lot about that, and that's about plugging in all those principles of the program, right, and living AA. So it's my honor to introduce Grant.
How's it going? This is new for me. Not new, but this was kind of a last minute thing. So I'll just shoot it from my hip. My name is Grant Cook, and I'm an alcoholic. But what I really want to say is my name is Grant Cook, and I'm in a lot of trouble. Because once again, I found myself in front of the judge, looking at 5 or 7 years. My kids don't want me around. I've drinking myself into a hole I can't get out. I can't find a job. I can't look for a job. I'm hitting my girlfriend, I'm cheating on her, running the streets, program, prison, and the streets, right? First of all, if you guys are an alcoholic like me, you guys got to know what alcoholism is. Alcoholism is the most severe form of alcohol abuse and involves the inability to manage drinking habits. It is also commonly referred to as an alcoholic use disorder. Alcohol use disorder is organized into 3 categories: mild, moderate, severe. Each category has various symptoms and can cause harm for side effects. Me, I'm a severe alcoholic. So what it was like for me was, you know, my mom worked at a bar. My father was never there. At 2 o'clock when the bar was closed, my mom brought the party home. It was strippers, cowboys, and bikers. And they gave me alcohol when I was a little kid, you know, just to laugh at me and stuff like that. My brother was always in and out of prison. The cops were always on my house. And I grew up to want to be just like my brother, right? But as soon as I started going to prison, I didn't want to be like my brother no more, right? I have 2 sisters. I have 4 children. I spent my whole 20s and 30s behind the wall, off and on, not straight. I couldn't adapt to life and work on myself and live life on life's terms, so I turned to the best thing for me was alcohol, right? Alcohol did exactly what I wanted to do. It erased those memories of things that happened to me as a child, or the things that I participated in as a child, or the things that, you know, things weren't supposed to happen to kids when their parents were around. You know, the cops were always at my house, abuse, me getting sent to my room and coming out and asking my mom if I can come out and seeing my mom with different men, you know, that really fucked me up. You know, me doing all this time in prison, it wasn't the time, it wasn't the stabbings, it wasn't the murders, it wasn't the race riots, it was the things that happened to me as a child, and being in a room with 4 walls with nothing but my thoughts, right? That kind of fucked me up. Another thing I want you guys to know, that I represent everybody here, you know. I represent the people that are filled with despair. If anybody knows what despair is, it's loneliness and hopelessness. Like, I never had a shot at this. You know, I'm not supposed to be here. I still can't believe that I'm here. You know, like I said, you know, I know what it's like to be in prison with a knife in my ass. I know what it's like to being thrown away. I know what it's like to be laughed at. I know what it's like to be abused. You know, I know what it's like to be the laugh of the stock, you know? So I want you guys to know that you guys have equal opportunity here. You know, nobody gets lucky here. Nobody. Everybody puts in work here. If you want the life, you got to work on yourself. These are facts. Tom Brady didn't get lucky. You know, Tom Brady didn't win all those Super Bowls. You know, he woke up every day and he seen a nutritionist. He threw that ball 500 times in the morning. He did his push-ups. He read his playbooks, and he had all these things. And this is what has to take place if you want this thing to work. You got to get honest, man. You got to get honest with yourself. You got to find a sponsor, and you got to do the work. You got to do the work. And not only do you do the work, you have to take the mask off. You know, the fifth step is telling somebody like your whole entire story, your entire life. That's what it's saying. Sometimes when we tell everybody our entire story, we don't want to say the bad things, right? We just want to say the good things, the things that ain't our fault. When I was able to take the mask off, I could the release, the freedom, and the peace came to me, and I was able to look at people in the eyes, and I was able to trust people, and I was able to be trusted again too, right? You know, I could sit here and tell you guys all the things that I've got from this place, but I just got what I need. That's all I have. I got God, you know. I got my sponsees. I got my big book. I got my girlfriend. I got my son, my children. You know, I got Bill Hatzmas. You know. So like I said, I'll just give you guys some tips what I did, and I'm going to tell you guys to do it too. These are just suggestions. The book says suggest things, you know. Remember that you guys are the OA on the yard. You guys are the overall authority in your life. You know, you could take what I have and run with it, or you could do things your way. But what happens when you guys do your things your way? We're back in the pine, right? We're back in the pine and say, hey, man, I fucked up again. So I would suggest that before you guys leave this meeting tonight, to get a phone number. And not only get a phone number, but call these people and say, you know, what is this allergy talking about? What is this allergy thing? What is this thing that Silver talks about, recreating my life? How the fuck do I recreate my life? What is this phenomenon of craving? What does all this stuff mean, right? Or can you come and pick me up and take me to a meeting? That's how I got logged in, man. The book says all you got to do is tap in. I'm like fully logged in. My girlfriend and my son and all my friends know that I'm by the book now. In my home, we do AA. My home is an AA thing. My friends, if you're not doing the steps, I really don't fuck with you. You know, the steps get you ready to be God's servant. You know, if you guys are new and you guys are wondering what we're doing here, we're headed towards God. Game on. That's the main thing of this program. I mean, it's about drinking, yes, but only the first step is about drinking. You got to fix yourself, you know. It takes a lot of this, you guys. The tattoos, the big badass white boy, the girls that think they're the hottest bitches out there. I'm telling you how the book says, you know. The book talks about it. So I'll just tell you guys a little about the big book, man. In the doctor's opinion, it says that without an entire psychic change, there's little hope for recovery. Now, a psychic change is an attitude adjustment. It's a spiritual experience. It's a spiritual awakening. Now, I tried to change, you guys, and I've only been able to change for about 4 or 5 hours, and then I'm back into my thoughts. So you can't get this. You get this from a gift, man. You get this from a gift from God, from the higher power. If you read a couple lines down in there, it says that we believe that this essential thing has to come from a power greater than ourselves. Now, the day you get your sponsor, I'm going to show you guys how to get this thing. And some people don't get it for 5 years. I got mine in about 19 months after the ninth step. And I woke up that day and I stopped hitting my girlfriend. And I stopped cheating on my girlfriend. And I started saying, please. And I started thinking about other people like you motherfuckers out there more than myself. This is the truth, man. I mean, you can fake it till you make it, but you can't fake this. You know, you either transform into another creation, or, you know, we'll see you back here. And that's okay, too. Your sponsor is going to give you all this work, and you're going to work on it, and you guys are going to dissect some things. You guys are going to magnify some things. You're going to write a lot of stuff down. You're going to talk about it. And some of the times you're going to go to meetings, and you're going to get into service, and you're going to do a lot of praying. You're going to get real serious with a higher power, real serious. Because if you're someplace where I come from, and you're worried about, you know, old court cases being brought up, if you guys are guys, you guys probably know what I'm talking about, right, Sweeney? We know all about it. So we have to remember, we have to think of a higher power. We have to put all our trust in God, right? I mean, right? Like I said, Jordan, I'm not supposed to be here. Ask Brianna Wall. This wasn't promised to me. You know what was promised to me? A prison cell. That's what promised me. I told society one thing. Take his kids away from him. He's not a good father. If you see him walking on the streets and he's not fucking doing nothing, you call the cops anyway. He's racist. He's going to hurt us. He's going to steal from us. He don't belong in this community. Right? So I had to get serious, man. I, like they said, this is the last place to go. Okay? So, another thing I want to say, if you guys are doing any kind of Suboxone, any kind of methadone, you will not be able to experience a spiritual experience with that. I don't care who you are. This is the truth. I mean, so, so you know, at first I kept on relapsing, and I was like, well, what am I doing wrong, right? And I started doing things differently. I started reading more. I started writing things down, and I started reading more of the book. I started going to meetings. I was missing the whole goddamn purpose. I didn't surrender, man. I had to surrender. I had to say, you know what, God? I can't go nowhere else, man. I can't do this without you. I can't go another day without you. So this psychic change, like I said, the way you get it is it's called the process, man. And it's the experience from the day you get a sponsor till present, meaning it could happen in 13 months, 2 years, 6 years. It has something to do with God. You know, it's not up to me when this magic happens in your guys' life. And it is magic. When the obsession gets lifted and you no longer even think about alcohol, you think about drugs, it's not up to me. Like I tell all my sponsees, it has nothing to do with me. This has nothing to do. I can't do it for you guys. It has something to do with you and you know who. That's it. I have no power. I get all my power from God. Okay? I do believe that if you do have a spiritual awakening, then you have unlimited power once you have God, because God works through me like He's working through me now, and He's talking to you gentlemen and ladies out there. I got 27 months well. I've been getting well for 27 months. I'm very sure. I'm barely scratching the surface, but like I said, the people that came up here and took chips, congratulations, man. That's a big step. In a vision for you, it talks about no one is too discredited here, or no one's too sick here to be added to the fellowship. Now, discredited, Julian and Grant, means you can't fuck up enough. You can't fuck up too much where we won't accept you here. We can't, you know, you just can't do it. It says I can go anywhere on this earth without a bodyguard as long as I keep a certain attitude. And what that tells me is I can go anywhere there's alcohol and I'm safe as long as I keep a certain attitude. Hey, what's up, brother? It's good seeing you. The obsession has been lifted for me, yes, but you don't have to tell me what's going to happen if I don't do the work. My experience tells me I'll go get a prostitute and I'll go get a bag and I'll go to a motel room and I won't make it home to the people that love me. That's me. That's me being honest. And I'll go back to the same crowd as I was before. Right? If you're anything like me, then you could relate. Right? So I have to stay connected with my people, my sponsees. I have to work with my sponsor at least 3 times a month. I have to get up and do my morning meditation. I get up every morning at 4 o'clock in the morning and get ready for work. I get up and do my morning meditation and I talk to God and say, you know what, God, I need to get clean today. You know, we're talking about that recreate our life, right? The Dr. Pina I was talking about earlier said you could recreate your life, but it has to come from a power greater than yourself, right? I have to get up every day and say, you know what, God, I have to get clean today. That's all I have to do is tap in, man. And the rest is on me. Trust God, clean house, which is the 12 steps, and work with others and help others. I love working with others. Like, if you don't know, if you've never took anybody through the book or the steps, you'll never know what it's like to be rocking into the fourth dimension. Bill W. talks about it. You know, I've been given a new life here, you guys. I've been raised from the dead. I mean, meaning up to three and a half years ago, I was a waste of space. You know, I never, ever, 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 ever thought that I would be standing up here, or I would be buying a home, or my son would, that boy would be living with me, or, you know... I would have I just have so many things, you know, but I just have enough, you know, and I never thought I'd ever, you know, quit doing drugs and quit drinking. I never thought I'd get out of the mix, you know. What's going to happen? I'll tell you what happens with people like me, with white boys with tattoos that my homeboys are sitting right here. I'm going to tell you guys what's going to happen. If you don't get this thing right, you're either going to get life in prison or you're going to get killed. Okay? To the other people, the other thing that could happen to you was just what happened to me. So if you're sitting in here, you guys feel... And they know what I'm talking about. Like, we were so brainwashed into the gang lifestyle, prison lifestyle, drugs, alcohol, prison, and the streets. I didn't know how to ask for a job. You want me to go work? You want me to bust my ass and make my balls sweat and pay for the fucking electricity? I don't fucking think so, motherfucker. That's not me. You want me to go fucking bust my ass all day and come home and buy diapers for my kid? I don't think so. That's not me. Yeah, I was one of the worstest of the worstest. Not really the worst of the worstest, but I'm just like you guys, right? I call it like I see it. But like I said, people like me, we don't get out of this thing. This little trap, this little tattoos and these girls and the street life and the penitentiary. We don't get out of this lifestyle. So if you are here, take advantage of this. You know, that's what I did. I took advantage of this. I represent the long shots, man. I represent the people that never had a chance. I represent the Ray Durans and the Chris Sweeneys and the Jeremy Simpsons and the fucking Jaron and the rest of my homeboys here. You know, Jerry too. Julian, everybody. Doesn't matter what race you are. Buffalo Cavs, I represent you guys. I'm up here for you guys so you guys can see that this shit does work. It does work. Like I said, nobody gets lucky. You gotta read the book. Not only do you gotta read the book, you gotta learn the book, you gotta teach the book, but most importantly, you gotta live the book. You gotta live the book. You know? You gotta be humble. You gotta stop having to dominate the fucking conversation. It's not all about you. Right? The altruistic movement, man. That's what this program is, man. The altruistic movement. Now, if you can do that, and I still can't do that, game on. It's a practice. But what you're doing is you're thinking of other people, and you're helping other people without wanting anything in return. Right? And what better code to live by than the other significant other doing the same program as you. You know, two guns is better than one, you know what I'm saying? Very proud of my girlfriend too. She made the impossible possible, man. You know, shit. I'm talking about, you know, pistol whipping guys, breaking my windows, fighting. She's been in prison in her 20s and 30s too. You know, and she's just, you know, at first they said, we're not giving your fucking kid back. Look who your boyfriend is. You're not getting that kid back. That guy has nothing to offer that kid. You're not getting that kid back. And I told my girlfriend, okay, we'll just come back next week. You know? Slowly but surely. So, you know what they did? Me and my girlfriend, you know, we got jobs and we got a gym membership so we could shower and piss and shit, right? And we got a home and we got our license and stuff. And you know what they said? They said, here's your son back. Yeah. I never thought it could happen, and I have two daughters too that I just seen the other day. One goes to college and one works in Fresno, and they're just real happy with my success too. And, you know, the alcoholic mind, what alcohol also does to you, you adapt the wet brain, and what it did for me is it told me that I was never good enough. I can never find a faithful girl. I can never be around my, like, take care of my kids, right? I can never find a job, and I need to go back to prison for the rest of my life, and I might as well just kill myself, right? I don't let my past define who I am today. I'm very successful. I'm a member of the STAG. I'm an alumni from Pine Recovery. I taught a class there for 14 months out of the Big Book. I live by the sword, die by the sword, man. If you guys want help, I'll help anybody. If it's bullshit, I won't even text you back, or I won't, you know, I'm by the book now, guys. I'm by the book, man. One of the greatest gifts I got is probably that boy right there. Because when I had my children, you know, I was in and out of prison, and I was on drugs and alcohol, and I wasn't there to protect them. I wasn't there to see them graduate. I was hit and miss there, you know, in and out of prison. But him, you know, my boy, you know, he sleeps with us sometimes. You know, that's my, you know, I buy him $110 shoes. You know, I buy him I buy $40 shirts for him. You know, I sign him up for baseball. You know, it's just a good gift, man. God's given me so much. The best thing I've got out of this thing is the psychic change, man. I don't see life for what it used to be. Everybody, you know, I want to tell you guys something, that this is just the beginning, you guys. Everybody still has to work every day for the rest of your lives. It's hard. It's hard. No one's going to come to your house and say, here's 20 bands. Here's a brand new truck, and here's a job. Here's a desk job, and here's your license. You gotta bust your ass for that stuff. Remember, you guys gotta, what's up, Ethan? And remember, you guys gotta sell your stuff back to these people that we've let down the community. You know, everybody has equal opportunity here. No one has a better chance at it. So the first step for me, is unmanageably and I'm an alcoholic, right? But after I dissected it and magnified it, went back to my sponsor. It says one thing: Grant Cook could not control his liquor. Now, we're not against liquor here in AA. The book says it. We're not against liquor. In a vision for you, it says that people that have jobs that are normal, not like me, people can have hard days and they can go home and drink to unwind. And they go have dinner with their wives, and they go to bed, and they go to work the next day. Or they can celebrate to have birthdays or quinceañeras or weddings. I'm not in that category, though. Once I put alcohol in my body, something bad happens, and I'll tell you what happens. I'm going to cry. I'm a real violent person. I'm trying to be humble and stuff. But what happens to me is that I start rocking backwards and forwards, and I'm feeling good, and a light bulb clicks in my head and says, go be violent towards somebody. You know, go find people like Ray, or go find people like Champ, or go find people like Chris Sweeney or Jeremy Simpson. These are my homeboys. And say, it says, go be violent to the most offended. This is an awesome opportunity for you guys to get your lives together. If you want your children back, if you want a job, if you want to stay out of prison, that's all good and dandy, you guys. But without doing the work, none of that shit can take place. And I'll tell you why. The psychic change I just told you about, and before I got the psychic change, if I ever got a job, my boss yelled at me, I would either fight him or I would go home. Or I'd leave the work. I'd never go back to work. With that psychic change, when my boss does yell at me or he uses a matter that I don't like, I just smile at him and say, "Yep, okay, cool." And I go home, and he pays me every 2 weeks, and it's money coming every fucking week, every week. And so yeah, I got blessed with the career, man. I never thought I'd be driving a tractor or working on them. I work 6 days a week, 12 hours plus days. Sundays is for my five sponsees. I work with five sponsees from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. and the rest of the time is with my family. I have a sister that suffered from alcoholism. She still drinks. I seen her the other day, and you know, I couldn't be around her. Like, I could only last about 6 minutes until I had to leave, man, because I can't deal with alcohol no more, man. Like, that's like, she was severe. She's severe too, just like I was. You can only imagine. I mean, how I was. I love her and stuff, but she cannot or will not see our way of life. She's going to have to learn the hard way. Second step is, came to believe, 10 minutes? Okay, came to believe that a power greater than myself could restore me to sanity. Well, when I used to walk the streets or when I was in the penitentiary, I was in anywhere, I'd say, God, you know what, God? If there's a God, could you give me a pill? Give me a pill where I can stop using drugs and drinking because I can't do this. And I was sincere in my heart. And I meant to do good. And you know how many times he answered that prayer?
None.
Right, that's right, none. This is the thing. I'm being racist. I'm hitting my girlfriend. I'm stabbing people in the face. I'm lying. I'm cheating. I'm not taking care of my children. So you telling me that you want me to do you a fucking favor, motherfucker, but you're not going to do me a favor? That's how my God works. You guys asked me to fucking find a God of my understanding, right? So I had to take a step back and say, what the fuck? God's supposed to come save the day if I ask him. It does not work like that. It doesn't work like that. Would you steal me money if I, would you loan me your car if I stole money from you? No. And if I let you get beat up, Jeremy, would it be cool? No, there'd be problems, right? Remember this. He's not going to be loyal to you unless you're loyal to him. These are facts. I mean, you guys could, you know, some of you guys, I see the smirks and stuff, but just guess what? Guess who's really doing it? Okay? These are facts. This is how the program works. It's the way it doesn't work and the way it doesn't work. You know, you have a book and you close it, that's the way it doesn't work. You have a book and it's open, that's the way it works. Service is how it works. Meetings is how it works. You guys coming up and get your chips? Game on. That's how the program works. So like I said, I had to take a step back and say, hey, have you not answered my prayers? Well, I had to start being kind to people. I had to start being nice to people. I had to start humbling myself. I had to start helping people. I had to actually go out and look for a job. I had to come home and start paying bills. I had to stop lying. Do I still lie? Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, no one's perfect, right? But my saying is, if you lied 30 times last month and you lied 27 times in the next month, you're seeking God still. It says God could and would if you were sought. Now, what that tells me is I'm God. I will do anything in the world for you, Jeremy Simpson. But you got to look for me. You got to seek me. I'm right here. You got to divorce the lifestyle, man. You got to divorce the lifestyle. If you want what I got, or want what Roland has, or what Homeboy has right here, Paul, or what L'Oreal has, and some of the rest of the people, like, you know, definitely her and Bill Hatsmith, you got to surrender. And this is what we're really doing here, guys. This is what's happening. We're just rubbing off on each other. You know? And when something good happens for you in your life, call your friends and tell them how to do it. And celebrate. So, like I said, thank you for listening to me. My name is Grant Cook.
Hey, Grant, I've got one question for you. You don't have to come up to the podium. What's your morning like? Like, what's your most important part of what you would call your recovery? On your daily, yeah.
I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning, I brush my teeth, I take a piss, I wash my face, I make my my coffee, I put a audio on, either a book out of the, either a book from the big book, and I listen to that, and I sit there with myself and my coffee. While I'm doing that, I'm making my lunch, I'm sitting in my chair, and I'm praying to God, not the whole time, but I'm praying to God. And I go in and out of my fucking front yard and lift weights until it's time to go to work. But, hold on. I go and lay with my girlfriend sometimes, too. So, that's what it is. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, you guys. Let's give Grant one more round of applause.